Week 6. Mindfulness in Everyday Life. You will need this book, a quiet place, your MP3 player, and a pen or pencil. Number 1. Breathing Exercise. For the final mindfulness session of the study workbook, begin with a breath-based practice. This will give you a chance to continue to practice staying in the here and now, using the breath, and keep practicing becoming aware of the connection between your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in the body. To prepare, let yourself be still and quiet. Find a comfortable seat. Sit upright and let the bottoms of your feet meet the floor. Sit with your back straight and supported, yet relaxed. When you are ready, press play for track 3, breath-based practice. Number 2. Now what? Congratulate yourself on all of your hard work. You have learned and done a lot over the last 6 weeks. Let's recap what you have learned about mindfulness. 1. You have explored the role of stress and how mindfulness can help you deal with it and other difficult emotions. 2. You have learned how to pay attention to yourself and your surroundings in the here and now using your breath. 3. You have begun to learn to pay attention to the details of your life and the experiences in it through mindful eating, breath awareness, and pleasant events. You have used focusing on the breath to begin to understand concepts such as thought watching and the feelings practice. And 5, you have used mindfulness to explore how your thoughts and feelings relate and how these thoughts and feelings can also affect your body. Now that you have learned these skills, you can choose how you would like to use them. Some people feel that mindfulness is an interesting thing and leave it at that. Others choose to continue a daily practice of mindfulness, and it becomes an important part of their lives. Others will only use mindfulness in times of stress. You now have a still, quiet place to go to inside you whenever you need it. You can notice your thoughts and feelings with kindness and curiosity and be in control of the behavior that you choose as a result. Number 3. Closing activity and reflection. Write a brief letter to a friend who knows nothing about mindfulness and describe how it feels to rest in the still, quiet place. Describe what is mindfulness and describe how mindfulness can help you in your life. Consider how it can help you with managing your chronic disease, too. Just write what is true for you. If writing is difficult, you can make a list. Final check-in question. What are some ways you think you will use mindfulness in your daily life moving forward?